Good morning. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu. Authorities in Transylvania and Henderson counties are now awaiting the autopsy results in the death of a 16-year-old boy found on Sunday. Michael Rogers went missing Saturday night. His body was found in a field just over the county line in Henderson County near Blantyre about noon on Sunday. The State Bureau of Investigation is assisting with the joint investigation along with the Transylvania and Henderson County Sheriff's Departments. Transylvania County Schools wasted no time in implementing their crisis response procedures within several schools on Monday after the death over the weekend. Former student Michael Rogers was a student at Rosman High School during the school year. A press release from School Superintendent Jeff McDerra said school personnel had extra counselors and social workers on hand in several schools on Monday. The crisis counseling services will be in place for the rest of the week as needed. And the press release says any student who needs more counseling and support will be referred to a partner mental health service agency. McDerris's statement says Michael Rogers will be greatly missed by students and staff, and he expressed condolences to his family and friends. Operation Medicine Drop is coming to Brevard, and the Brevard Police will be participating this year. It's a statewide effort through the Attorney General's Office and the State Bureau of Investigation. It's also supported by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration and the international group Safe Kids. Detective Sergeant Aaron Thompson of the Brevard Police says it'll be a good time to clean out your medicine chest.
It will start the week of March 14th, and what they're asking is for folks to bring in old prescription drugs, get them out of their house, bring them to the police department, the sheriff's office, and the State Bureau of Investigation will dispose of all that old medication.
Thompson said the drugs will be incinerated. Details on the times and places to collect the old drugs will be posted on flyers. Old prescription drugs can poison young children, and older children have the danger of abusing them. The statistics speak for themselves.
Prescription drugs are the second most abused drug among young people ages 12 to 17. Two-thirds of teenagers who use prescription drugs without proper authorization get the drugs from their home or a friend's home. Fatal drug overdoses are now the second leading cause of death due to unintentional injury in the U.S., exceeded only by motor vehicle deaths.
For more information on Operation Medicine Drop and other ways to keep kids safe, check online at ncsafekids.org. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.